All right, we brought up Walmart, and Walmart stands as an example of integrity. Walmart, when Sam was alive, was right here at 385, and the reason he's in power versus force is because his basic principles of business, I said, whoa, he's a guy who wants to run a business based on integrity. Walmart wasn't the biggest company in the world at that time. And so we corresponded back and forth, and I calibrated Sam and the business, and I think that was it was in the high 300s. And we made note of it in Power versus Force. And of course, now Walmart is the largest company in the whole world. It's not as high as when Sam was alive, because such things never are. You know, he was the radiance, but he established the principles. It's still high. It's still 365 or something. What that establishes, people say, well, business is one thing and church is another. But Sam took it in and said, hey, what about the old American Midwest values of get your money back if it don't work and all? So I just calibrated the last issue of Fortune 500 companies. And Susie and I did it. We spent one whole weekend calibrating companies. She says, not anymore. I can't do it anymore. I said, just do one more, honey. Do Q West. Oh, I can't. And yes, Walmart is still calibrates the highest of any big corporation out there. Amazing. That's why it's so powerful. Nothing else comes near it. It's 365, and the nearest next business is like in the 200s or something. And the other unfortunate thing we found, we said, what's the average consciousness level of the CEO level of the Fortune 500 companies that came out at 198? Which means keep your eyes open, folks. Just thought I'd pass that inside tip on to you. Underneath that sheep's clothing, you say, peekaboo, who's that? Who that under there? I wondered why you had your hand in my pocket. Give me back my money. All right, so. But the interesting thing, you see, at 190, you can get away with that. At 207, you can't, because it takes an energy field quite a while before it, you know, has a profound effect on the whole ecology of our population. At 207, it doesn't work anymore. And you see the giant corporations falling. I mean, every day there's a new giant corporation that's fallen by the wayside. Another corrupt regime is being singled out by the world for straighten up, shape up, or ship out. So corrupt dictatorships, which torture their populace and steal their wealth, you know, were quite common years ago. There were only a few forms of government, and the cruel dictator was sort of classic. He still rules in parts of the world. So he can get away with it when you're below 190, but at 207, everybody begins to notice, remark about it, begin to put pressure on it, corral human energy. So the world is changing. The world of 207 will not tolerate what it handled at 190. And we will see heads rolling, not on Wall Street, but internationally. I would expect it will continue. So as we get out of form, we'll see that the power goes up.